Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The world you think you're living in might not be as real as you think it is. NPR's Invisibilia is back for a third season, this time tackling the nature of reality. It's a devotedly nerdy concept album slash podcast slash immersive listening experience and is waiting for you right now, online or on your mobile device. But before you binge, joining us now, Invisibilia's season three co-hosts, Elise Spiegel and Hannah Rosin. Elise, welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hannah, thanks for being here.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here.
I am so happy that season three is launched and sitting there on my phone for my daily commute. And I don't know if this is breaking the rules, but I didn't go in order. I went straight to the bear. So let's
is that because you're in South Dakota?
That's interesting. Why did you go straight to the bear?
Because it was a bear, and it was Minnesota, and there was the notion of human sacrifice with your producer. And every once in a while, I look at my producers and I think, can I send them on a bear?
Should I shove them into a?
So what did you think? Did you get to the moment where we practically human sacrificed our producer?
I literally shoved her into a wild bear. Apparently is not in the NPR ethics handbook.
But. No. I mean the car, and she's doing, you know, holding a pecan in her mouth and puckering her lips, and I find myself puckering my lips and, like, doing what she's doing. And I'm like, how did this happen to me? How did this podcast make me driving down the interstate puckering up to an imaginary bear?
And then I'm continuing the story where you look over and there's a guy in the other car, right? And you're puckering your lips. Not for you.
Let's bring everybody else in on the fun, because they're all wondering what the heck I'm talking about. Give me, Elise, give me the overall concept of this, of the podcast and the season three, and sort of this concept album about, or podcast about a concept. Lay it out for me.
Do you want me to explain the bear story or just the
concept? Whole Invisibilia, season three. Let's start there.
Season three. Okay, so what we are doing is we have a concept album about concepts. So we are looking at the way that the concepts in our head shape how we physically see the world around us, and how the concepts in our head shape the emotions that we experience, and how the concepts in our heads pass down from our culture, influence bias and all of these other things. So it's a whole, every episode is about the concepts in our heads. The very first episode, which you actually skipped, has this really new and interesting way of looking at how emotions are made in the body and in the mind. And this scientist, Lisa Feldman Barrett, lays out her thinking about that. And then over the course of the season, we explore it in a bunch of different venues. Now, you can also just consume them as you did, as out of order, and it's fine, but it's a richer experience if you start from the beginning, but it's not necessary.
I will absolutely go back and do, but in the trailer,
and
it talked
like,
about the bear.
Yes.
And I was a little too excited. I got carried away. Elise, you've been looking at human behavior, Elise, for a career. What still fascinates you about how humans see the world, where you just don't run out of ideas, but always come up with a new way of looking at the topic yourself?
Well, what I love about human behavior is that it can get you into any part of the world. So it's like a generalist way of being specific. If I want to look at the military, I can use social science to look at the military. If I want to go into politics, if I want to look at fashion, whatever it is that I want to, I'm really interested in the world and all of its parts, but I can use kind of the lens of human behavior to get myself into all different kinds of worlds, and that's what I love about it.
Hannah Rosin, you came from the world of print magazine, done a lot of work for The Atlantic and others. I'm an old print magazine writer myself, and I'm listening to this and I'm thinking this is long form nonfiction. I'm making all these analogies from print to radio. How has that experience been for you as you work on Invisibilia, and with your background, and say this is what this looks like in a 45-minute episode podcast with these sort of hallmarks of great writing in it?
It's really fun. Elisa and I have been friends for a while, and so we look at the world in a similar way. I would say we're both interested in kind of narratives, but then we're interested in what's driving the narrative and what's underneath it and what's the idea behind it. So I would say a lot of the stories I had written for The Atlantic were similar to the kinds of things that Invisibilia had been doing. So it's a natural partnership. And what radio allows you to emphasize, it allows you to kind of take in the emotional impact of something. I mean, obviously writing does that too, but there's a kind of immediacy in sharing the space with the actual voices of the people that you're interviewing, as opposed to kind of the quotes or me translating the voices. You really, really have to give over the space. And there's so much information that the voice carries, and it's in your ear. And so you're really kind of emphasizing a different element of the work. Now, I would say print, maybe it's easier to get across an extremely complicated idea. With radio, you really have to work hard, which I think we did a really good job of this year. The ideas are fairly complicated, but you do have to work pretty hard to kind of use the magic of audio to convey and really, really convey to the audience something you really, really passionately want them to understand.
Please take me behind the scenes right now into one of just the conversations around a table or on the phone or even via email. What kind of conversations is the team having about, you know, what goes in, what goes out? How do you, such complex ideas that you put into such an intricate, but, you know, intricate story each time. Take me behind the scenes and tell me what that's like.
It is a hive mind, so it's not just Elise and I producing this. I mean, if you take where the concept album came from, I mean, just to give you an illustration literally of how it happened, our editor Anne kind of had this book on her desk, and she kept shoving it at us, like, read this, read this, read this, read this. It's really, really, really interesting. And finally, we picked it up and read it, and our showrunner, Liana, she was like, you know, hey, this guy, her father's a rock producer, and she was like, this is so much like a concept album. It's about concepts, but you're taking this idea. And we were like, it's a concept album. And then I think, so everybody, and Elise was kind of up in the middle of the night, kind of absorbing Lisa's ideas. And then I think I called a bunch of law professors to try and get the actual story that drives the first show. And Yoe had been interested in this bear story kind of early on. You see what I mean? So, like, right. we are a small group and we work in tandem together. So the ideas there's a hive mind of ideas, but then each of us is interested in them in a different way. One of us might be really into the book at that moment, while another one is really into the bears and the actual story. Like, everybody's, you know, throwing them around, but they end up kind of cohesing, hopefully, by the end of the season.
We've got just about 30 seconds left, and I think everyone in radio wants to know, how do you get that audio? The audio is so incredible. You have very high audio standards.
Shotgun mics.
There you go. Start there.
Patience.
Shotgun mics and a whole lot of patience and a high standard. Elise Spiegel, Hannah Rosen, co-hosts of this season 3 of NPR's Invisibilia. I want to thank you so much for your time. I know you have a busy schedule.
Well, thank you.
And you can hear Invisibilia. It airs on SDPB Radio beginning July 9th at 6 p.m. Central, 5 Mountain Time. But you don't have to wait for then, because you can find it wherever you find your podcasts. And it's on our website. We'll put a link up on listen.sdpb.org after the show. Or, as I said, find it on your mobile device, wherever you source your podcasts, whichever version of reality works for you.